तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
वृद्ध सिहार सम्बन्धी अधिकारहरूको चार्टरले 14 आधारभूत सुरक्षाको ग्यारेन्टी गर्दछ, जस अन्तर्गत गुणस्तरीय सिहार, सूचना गोपनीयताको हक, छनौट गर्न पाउने अधिकार र प्रतिशोध रहित गुनासाको अधिकार प्राप्त हुन्छ। उक्त कानूनले आफ्नो सेवा प्रदायकसँग गरिने अपेक्षा र उसका जिम्मेवारीहरूका बारेमा पनि बुझ्न सजिलो हुन्छ। राष्ट्रिय रूपमा वृद्ध सिहार सम्बन्धी विषयको नियमनका लागि द एस्ट केयर क्वालिटी एन्ड सेफ्टी कमिसन भनिने एक परिषदको स्थापना सरकारले गरेको छ र यसको कमिश्नरका रूपमा जेनेट एन्डरसन रहेकी छिन्। एन्डरसनका अनुसार सेवा प्रदायकहरूलाई उत्तरदायी बनाई राख्नका लागि बेला बेलामा यस्ता प्रदायककोमा पुगी नियमन गर्ने र उनीहरूको सेवाका बारेमा समीक्षा गरिन्छ।
And the sorts of things we might look at just briefly are they treating older people with dignity and respect? Are they involving those people in decisions about their care? Are their services safe and of high quality? Are they tailoring their care to meet the needs and preferences of individuals? Are they effectively managing risks to consumer health and well-being? Are they adequately staffed? Is the living environment safe and suitable for care? And indeed, is the organisation itself well-governed?
Anderson-ka anusar samasya samadhan भएन भने परिषदले हस्तक्षेप गर्छ।
They have a concern about some aspect of their care. The best possible option available is to talk with the people who are providing that care. But there may be a number of reasons why an individual would be uncomfortable or reluctant to raise a matter directly with their provider. And in that circumstance, we are absolutely ready to assist. So there should be no hesitation in contacting the commission if someone is a little uneasy about making a direct approach.
यता वृद्धहरूका बारेमा आवाज उठाउने संस्था द ओल्डर पर्सन एडभोकेसी नेटवर्कले अस्ट्रेलिया भर रहेका वृद्धहरूलाई सूचना र सहयोगी सेवा उपलब्ध गराउँछ। उपानका प्रमुख क्रेग गियर संस्थाले गर्ने कामका बारेमा यसो भन्छन्।
While we are funded by grants from the Australian Government Department of Health and Aged Care, we are an independent organisation. We're independent from the government, we're independent from providers. And that means that we can raise issues with the government where we see that there's a problem in the aged care system, or we go at the direction of the older person to speak to their aged care provider to get that issue resolved.
उक्त संस्थामा रहेका करिब 200 अभियन्ताहरूले समस्यामा परेका परिवार, साथीभाइ वा वृद्ध व्यक्तिहरूसँग सहकार्य गर्दछन्। ओपानका प्रमुख कार्यकारी क्रेग गियर आवश्यकता भएको खण्डमा स्वतन्त्र दोभाषीहरू पनि उपलब्ध गराइने बताउँछन्।
They work at the direction of the older person, but we also know that sometimes a older person needs to come with their family or friends, or their family and friends might notice something's not right. And so we will work with them, but we'll actually ask to speak to the older person themselves. And for people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, we'll always make sure that we get an independent translator there as well, so we can hear from the person themselves what they want, and they can give us the direction to how they want their issue raised and how they want it resolved.
Monash Biswavidyalaya antargat swasthya sambandhi kanun ra briddha avastako anusandhan vibhag ka pradhyapak ebam geriatrician Joseph Ibrahim briddha byakti ra unka parivar gunaso garna ka lagi hichkichaune bataunchan.
Often it's difficult to make a complaint in a way that demonstrates your conviction, how much you believe in that complaint, and people often won't take you seriously because of your accent or not knowing the correct words. It also makes it hard to get people to understand why this is particularly important for your background, a particular day or an occasion or how things are done.
सरकारी सहयोगमा सञ्चालित सबै वृद्ध स्याहार सम्बन्धी व्यवस्थामा यो कानून लागू हुने ओपानका क्रेग गियरको भनाइ छ।
Home program, the home care packages, the flexible aged care, short-term restorative care, or into residential aged care and respite. You also should realise that you've got the right to your independence, the right to have information provided to you in a way that you understand, and that means translated or using interpreters or communication aids if that's barriers to understanding. That's a responsibility on the provider, whether they be a home care or a residential aged care provider.
गुनासो गर्नका लागि आफै सेवाग्राही हुनु नपर्ने र आफन्त, साथीभाइ वा स्याहारकर्ताले नै गुनासो गर्न सक्ने कमिश्नर एन्डरसन बताउँछिन्।
Can complain about some aspect of their care. Equally, a family member, a relative, a friend, even possibly an aged care worker can lodge a complaint with us if they have concerns about some aspect of that care.
गुनासो गर्नका लागि थुप्रै विकल्पहरू उपलब्ध छन्। खुला रूपमा गोप्य रूपमा वा पहिचान नहुने गरी पनि गुनासो राख्न सकिन्छ। गुनासो प्राप्त भएपछि हेल्थकेयर क्वालिटी र सेफ्टी कमिसनले गुनासो गर्ने र प्रदायक दुवैसँग सोधपुछ अगाडि बढाउँछ। समस्या यथावतै रहेको खण्डमा कमिसनले आफ्नो अधिकारको प्रयोग गरी कारवाही अगाडि बढाउन सक्छ। तर केही कारवाही भने कमिसनको अधिकार क्षेत्र बाहिर हुने एन्डरसनको भनाइ छ।
Don't provide legal advice and we don't provide healthcare advice if an individual is looking for guidance as to the healthcare that a particular aged care provider should be offering. They would need to talk to a clinician about that. We don't investigate the cause of death because that is in the jurisdiction of coroners, and we don't get involved in staffing matters relating to the provider's staff, such as wages, terms and conditions of employment.
यता प्राध्यापक इब्राहिम भने आफूलाई चित्त नबुझेका कुराहरू चाँडै राख्न र कुरा गरेरै समाधानका लागि पहल गर्न सुझाव दिन्छन्।
Other than say that nurse was awful, the water was too cold when I went in, to be explaining I like the shower late in the morning, I like it to be very warm, can someone let me know if they can't do it because I might choose not to have a shower rather than to have a shower in a way that I don't want to. You're asking about what they can do, you're letting them know what you would like to do, and so you're turning it around into a conversation.
यदि यसो गर्दा पनि समाधान भएन भने चाहिँ प्राध्यापक इब्राहिम विभिन्न सुझावहरू पेश गर्छन्।
I think it's essential that you choose someone that you trust in your family or friends who you know is calm and always polite, because you want to get your point of view across and you want to keep a record of what's happening. If the problem doesn't get resolved, you then have information and evidence for the future. It's far better to be documenting each step of the way and to always have an open mind to hear the other side.
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।